Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think we found out a little bit more about Monkey Pops, which Pops, not Pops.
Mike, and those are delicious.
If great you ever cereal.
Make pops. Monkey Pops, yeah. Monkey and also pops. They have them at Starbucks.
Hand grip strength can be a quick and inexpensive way to assess, rather, overall muscle strength. Pony, do you have any trouble with jars?
Only with my left hand. My right is super strong.
Yeah, he's not grabbing pickle jars, Mike.
Muscle strength has proven to be a fairly accurate indicator.
This man will live forever.
I know. Lonely, lonely, lonely.
It's almost too high.
Down upon the lava. I can't do it. Shut it off.
Shut it off. It's terrible. I can't do it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings, Apex, North Carolina, Bloxham, Virginia, Cannon Beach, Oregon, Hernando, Mississippi, Mons, Belgium, and Homer, Alaska. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and welcome. I was doing a very, very deep dive in the archives that we have on YouTube, which are, I guess they're all there. If you want to dive deep enough, I don't know enough about it to know
our episodes?
What's available. Yeah, our episodes. I was going back to the old studio, back when we were on the radio in D.C. and watching all sorts of different things. Just watching you and your transformations, and you with hair, you without hair, Beth Ann McBride.
I was watching without hair.
Beth Ann with hair. I was watching Kevin Meaney, and it made me sad to think about how many comedians we've lost so young, and you almost wonder if there's a lifestyle issue with comedians.
I didn't get that with Kevin
road.
Meaney, though. Maybe with On the Road. I remember Kevin Meaney was so long ago that he asked us to help him get Facebook friends. That's how primitive that was when he was
at the very beginning.
Beginning of Facebook,
such
the nicest guy,
great, great guest on the radio, and it just, you know, it was interesting doing a deep dive and then watching the the slow ascent of views on our YouTube page, which makes me think to myself, okay, we need to do better because we just tread water with that. We have so many people that listen to the audio version of this podcast, but there are not enough of them, in the video area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider 1,500 to be enough. And, I'm always thinking that way. I suppose I'll do that till the day I draw my last breath and I don't do this podcast anymore. I'll always be thinking in that direction as far as when you see what piques people's interest. And what draws people to them?
Yeah.
It's stunning to me when you think about virality as far as what makes a viral video. It's really it's weird. It's weird.
It is, and it's hard to put your finger on it. We've got such a nice video presence, and the presentation is so lovely that I think a lot of times once people try it, they stay with it. You know, my mom, she doesn't listen anymore. She watches. She said,
well,
I watched you
slowly
today.
But surely. Yeah. We just have to make people more aware of that, and I'm fine with that. And we always think of that, and we've always tried to improve our video presentation. It was weird to see.
What was one thing that really flipped you out? I'm curious, because I've never gone that far back.
What I tell you, it doesn't flip me out as much as if we went back over 20 years and looked at video presentations. You would have changed dramatically multiple times, whereas my beard changes color a little bit, but that's it.
Yeah. You went through a small phase where you were just a mustache guy.
Not that's way far back.
That's way far back. Yeah, but
yeah, that's what I.
But also, I was young. I was so young. I think I had more changing to do. You know.
Well, no. I mean, I've looked like this for a very, very long time. But it, you know, the thing that's different is, it's just this swim in nostalgia, and yeah, not to be maudlin about it. But I have to say that. It's you get to my age and you say, boy, it's been an awful lot of fun and it's really kind of cool to do stuff. And I didn't even scratch the surface as far as what it was. I did feel a pang of sadness regarding radio and what radio's become. And but that was short lived because we do this and the idea of being able to do it and have a following is just a ton of fun to be able to do it each and every day.
And to keep what
I also noticed is I pay more attention to what garners people's interest, and I've determined one factor: you can't really predict it.
No.
You can't predict what is going to be viral. I mean, their go-tos, TNA to this day,
sure,
works greater than anything else in the world. And it is, it's used by everybody now.
Yeah.
I said that to you, I think, when you were a baby DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said sex sells.
Yeah, it's
and we
true.
Had a lot of that on the Don and Mike show. And, it's just I've always been a believer that is something that has a shelf life for somebody that does what I do. I think you go into the gross zone very quickly. I'll tell a story here.
Okay,
about,
I love it.
About Good Guys Gentlemen's Club that used to be right across the street from our studios in Washington, D.C.
Exactly, yeah.
And I arrived in 1979 at American University, and shortly thereafter, we had an excursion down there with a bunch of
a field trip?
The boys from the dorm, and I remember walking in there and going, oh my God, this is minutes away from my dorm at American University and being so. But I also remembered that when I would frequent that place, and there was a time when I would go in there more often than I should.
Sure.
There was this guy, and at the time he was probably in his late 50s, but he looked to me like he was 100 years old. And he used to sit there and give the dancers at the Gentlemen's Club a dollar.
Yeah.
And I used to look and realize how horrible it looked. To me,
was it
as
like the
a
picture
young
of
dude?
Was it the picture of Dorian Gray for you? Was that you in the future?
No, what he was well dressed.
Yeah,
in almost a professorial style, where he was wearing like the sweater vest and the sport coat and the tie, and he would always be like up there with the same like blank, dull, needy expression on his face.
Yeah,
and
painting a picture. Yes,
he would hand the singles, and I always used to say, oh man, that's gross. So I never wanted to be
that guy. Yeah,
but you know that as far as the career is concerned with me, Rob, I have never wanted to fake my age on
this is true.
The podcast, to the point where, and I never talk about this, but when Oscar's gone, I do tend to ramble a little bit. And Oscar's wheeling and dealing today, so he will not. He's in a lawyer's office. He will not be here today. I almost get to a point where I think, wouldn't it be great if you had a pre-written stand-up routine that was edgy enough to be really funny, but the act was tailored for olden folk, but it never has worked because people have tried to do that and they end up being Rich Little.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. It does. In order to be relevant as a comedian, you have to be George Carlin.
Yeah.
And that is one in 1 billion.
Well, funny,
you just can't do it.
Funny is funny. And I don't know that you can skew to an age group that specifically. You could be an older guy.
Well, it just would
guy.
Be
yeah.
funny to talk about, like, for example, when did I mention this on yesterday's show, when Carla said to me she was afraid when I was criticizing her driving in Miami. She said, please don't turn into a scared old man.
Yeah, you had mentioned that, and it paints
a
picture again. Yeah,
that is, once again, down here, where you are, you have to be mindful of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said something to a friend of mine a week or so ago as he approached me about it, that I no longer have any tolerance for the combustion engine in all of its forms. All right. Now, you remember it wasn't that long ago. I would ride a Harley Davidson to work.
Yeah.
And I was, it seems like light years ago that I would do that because
seems
right
like
now,
light years ago that you had a muscle car.
It was a muscle car. But even then, that was it. But now, what you get where we live down here, and I'm sure everywhere, you get these guys that, Rob had a very politically incorrect name for vehicles where they take a small import.
It was a different time, Mike. Yeah.
And
I'm sorry I ever said it.
They put ridiculous exhaust on it with its four-cylinder engine.
It's overpowered by a mile. Yeah, it's just.
And you will hear wee, wee like that, and then you see the guys that are on the crotch rockets that do the same. It's the exact same sound. Wee,
wee,
and you hear that going around, and then down here. Where landscaping is massive business down here, you hear the chainsaw or the weed whacker or the leaf blower, which is meh, like that. And you could go seriously outside, sit on your front porch down here in West South Florida at, say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon when rush hour is commencing outside, and you can hear, and they're still working in neighborhoods.
Right.
And you could hear, wah, wah, and then you could hear, wee, yeah, and then you could hear and I realized I have now taken a giant leap forward becoming an old effing fart because I am so tired of that. As a matter of fact, if you talked about me wanting to get out of Southwest Florida, I would want to go somewhere on top of a mountain where it was quiet. I probably would, you know, Even Maine, you can't do that because those guys now with the pickups up there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like that. And it, there it is.
Where could
you go? Officially be, who knows, someplace, you know, in the middle of an island. But that's it. I've become an old fart.
Yeah.
I have become, that annoys me. Something that I would never even give a thought to. As a matter of fact, I might even admire back in the day.
Yeah.
Now is just the love affair that we have in the United States with the combustion engine is stunning. That's why you get cars that have absolutely no business making noise.
Right.
Cars with four-cylinder engines that don't have the room to put in somebody's right thigh in the back seat, and you know they're tricked out. Tricked out. I don't know. I don't know the specifics of this, but I don't think they have tremendously improved performance.
I had an old man moment, a couple of them, but one that speaks to that. I was getting gas, and pulled up in front of me was, I think, a Honda Accord, not that old, but there had to be a $5,000 sound system in it. And they
boom,
yeah,
boom, boom.
I mean, to the point where
as
I hear my chest
rattle. It used
to be
in Manassas, Virginia. It used to be, doot, 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 doot. No, that's not the beat. Let me see. Oh, God, I've got to get the right beat.
Boom, doom, doom, boom, 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 boom. You know what it is, reggaeton.
Boom, 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 boom.
And to leave it running while you're pumping gas?
Yes.
I really felt like going up to the young fellow and saying, are you hearing that okay? Because I'm getting it pretty good over here if you want to come stand over here. But it is. It's like you feel yourself getting older. You feel yourself getting older.
It's that time of the summer as we get into August.
The doldrums, yes.
It's the doldrums of summer where I start to do dives. And at the same time, there is a dude that's on YouTube. Can't tell you what his name is. I was doing a lot of bunny trailing last night. The guy has acquired a 1949 Cadillac Fastback.
Wow.
That I have never seen a Cadillac that looked like this. And he put a North Star engine in the Cadillac.
Yes.
And it was pre where they had the big wings in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a bridge between, obviously, the 40s to the 50s.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this like I'm drooling, and I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah,
I think that's the long and short.
Well,
of it,
no, you know? I'm with you. My dad, he'll, you know, he's a little older than you, But he'll watch an entire movie on Turner, and he'll call me. So, are you watching Turner? And chances are I am. He says, I say, yeah. He says, great cars. Great cars.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, and this guy.
Oh, Mike, this is a beautiful car.
Isn't that a nice car?
Oh, my God.
A 1949 Cadillac Fastback, and he put the North Star engine. So, he had a modern engine, relatively, 90s engine.
Sure.
A 90s engine in it. He had put disc brakes in it. And it was just spectacular. But then I pulled off of the idea of that being something I wanted because that is the children of the greatest generation. That is their thing.
Yep.
There are a million white-haired, white-bearded guys down here that have their little toy car that they drive around, and I don't want to be one of those
guys. I didn't
know
you had them there, too. I thought they all moved to Loudoun County. I thought it was in the contract.
No, it's the generational thing. It's the way it goes.
They're pristine pink Chevrolet from the 50s, and they're chemically whitened teeth, and they're cruising down.
I don't see that normally. Oh. I still consider those teeth to be Harley owners group teeth.
Oh no! You know, I think
where somebody walked up to me when I got an Electric Glide one time and said, "That is a really nice bike," and I thought I was going to vomit. That's how bad it was.
No, what you need to do, Mike, is you need to go on Route 7 and look for these people, and they all look like Bob Baffert.
It's a little scary.
It is
a little scary. So I've been, doing a lot of that, and I don't know whether it's the time of year or where I go with looking online, but this I will present this to you and to everybody here. I probably shouldn't, because we would need Oscar for this, because Oscar does more engagement with the world than either you or Pony do,
right?
And I have not engaged enough to be an authority on this particular subject. But I know that it is a concern around the United States, and I have to ask, what is the deal? What is the real deal with monkeypox? And I want to preface what I'm going to say I'm talking about monkeypox.
Yes.
I want to make sure that I am not attempting to do anything politically correct here, incorrect.
Right,
here.
Right.
That was Freudian right there.
Yeah, do you want
to? I'm not attempting to do anything.
Again? Yeah, yeah.
But if someone, Pony, if you could bring up an article with the information, just correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm really flying a little bit blindly here.
Okay.
I've scratched the surface. Maybe that's not the right term to use. I've done a little bit of research on this, but not enough. Where last night, paying deep attention to the news reporter, correct me if I'm wrong, this is now becoming a bit of a thing in the United States and the world.
Growing.
Where there's enough of it to be mildly concerned. It is also treatable with a vaccine. And then the last thing was that, correct me if I'm wrong, this is spread in many cases by male-to-male sexual content. Is that accurate?
That is what I read. And remember, folks, if you really want to get to the bottom of a medical situation, we talked about monkeypox 3 weeks ago on this show, and we stay ahead of it. We have our finger on the pulse of the medical
community.
I don't know enough about it. But we had pictures, I remember, pictures of the pox.
It's pretty nasty looking.
Very nasty, yeah. And it is preventable and controllable, I believe, if measures are taken. But I do remember that at least when it started to become a thing, it was oftentimes spread male to male. That was the primary
concern. And here's where I get into trouble.
Okay.
Because I would think, okay, if you are talking about if you're talking about male to male contact,
right,
that there would be a particular variety of activities, and I hear it's close contact.
Yes.
That's what spreads this close cut. You better help me a little bit here and stop going into quiet Rob, because your cheeks are flushing and you're starting to get uncomfortable.
No, I'm just letting you say your piece. So I would think that, you know who would be at risk?
This is what I was going to talk about if Oscar was here. He's not.
Wrestlers.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Wrestlers would be at risk. People that are the close contact.
No. I don't think you're correct to that. Pony, have you found anything on this?
I have. It looks like it's generally spread through close contact with a rash on an infected person or touching items such as clothing that previously touched the infectious rash or body fluids.
So I'm guessing this is sort of an oozing rash.
Yes. I mean, it can be.
Yeah. That's if you scratch it, Mike. Don't scratch your monkeypox.
Specifically, then, if that's the case, how come, and I'm serious, I'm not trying to be funny.
No.
I'm trying to find out what the deal is. Then why is it spread? Why did they specify male-to-male sexual contact?
For the
hate to be a rube. No. I hate to be a rube, but I mean, I really don't know what, because you could have an oozing rash on a...
yes,
Rob,
on anybody.
Do not make me laugh here. You could have an oozing rash.
Yes.
You could have an oozing rash on a person of the opposite sex.
That's true.
And spread the monkeypox.
Absolutely. It has to do with the same reason that HIV spread so readily through gay populations in the 80s, was because generally they're not wearing protection as often. And
are you talking about, you mean as down there?
Yes, exactly. That's one of the avenues that it can spread.
Sure.
But they say, I thought it was, this was singled out on the news report. I'm going to look it up.
All right. All right. Very good.
I'm going to look it up. Talk amongst yourself, you assholes. Thank you very much. I'm trying to deal with a, you know, all right, monkeypox spread.
There you are.
What is behind the sudden international spread of the virus may be exploiting a change in population behavior and increased global travel, but it can still be stopped. All right. The virus appears to have gotten lucky and has hit parts of the population where people have been in close contact with it. But men and women are in close contact with each other,
too. You're absolutely right. I mean, we found nothing so far that would make it comment to the fact that we have both heard that it is primarily spread male to male. And maybe has that changed since monkeypox first?
Scientists are racing to find out more about monkeypox. When was this written? Hold on, because they've got new stuff. I don't want to do anything that's dated. I'll get in trouble. That's May 2022.
Wrong.
No. You will get nothing, sir. Good day.
Good day.
I have to move on.
Good day.
Here right now. And I want, by the way, whenever you do a deep dive on stuff, do you notice that like the first few hits that you get when you Google something are normally websites that seem to be just created half an hour ago?
And it's all sponsored content. They want you to get their monkeypox information.
CDC. Less than a month ago.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Direct contact with the infectious. All right. Monkeypox spreads in different ways. The virus can spread from person to person through direct contact with infectious rash.
Scabs, Mike.
Or body fluids.
Oh,
now
okay.
We're getting somewhere.
Right on. Okay.
Respiratory secretions during prolonged face-to-face contact. Would that be kissing?
Yeah, or talking to the Harley owners group.
Or during intimate physical contact, such as... respiratory secretions face-to-face contact
talking,
is talking to people.
Talking.
Or during intimate physical contact, such as kissing, cuddling, or sex.
Okay.
Touching items such as clothing or linens, as Pony mentioned, that previously touched the infection. Pregnant people can spread the virus to their fetus. That's not good.
No.
Through the placenta. It's also possible for people to get monkeypox from infected animals. That's not good either.
Oh, no.
Either by being scratched or bitten by the animal, or by preparing or eating meat. Jesus, this is getting scarier. Or eating meat or using products from an infected animal. Monkeypox can spread from the time symptoms start until the rash is fully healed and a fresh layer of skin has formed. The illness typically lasts 2 to 4 weeks.
Now, I'll be the rube. Did it come from monkeys? If they talk about it being spread from animals, did it come from monkeys?
You might want to ask your friend.
Pony, any word on that? If it came from like a monkey or any sort of simian creature?
I would imagine the original source would be a monkey, but it's really hard to say considering the fact that we're like so closely related to monkeys.
Well, you speak for yourself.
Hey, monk.
I'm trying to say who's nope, that's not going to work. I'm trying to find out, guys. I really am, because you guys haven't looked at it, and I want to find out. Let's see. That's not going to work for me.
I think it's been around for a while. I think it has a history, but we've seen the uptick is the thing.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Right, this is one day ago from CNN. The World Health Organization on Monday cautioned against complacency in the rapidly escalating monkeypox outbreak, saying there is no guarantee it will continue to spread within specific communities.
Ah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Cases have so far been concentrated primarily among gay and bisexual communities. But the UN agency said that the group's early detection could be a harbinger of a wider outbreak.
Ah.
The WHO, World Health Organization, activated its highest alert level for the escalating outbreak on Saturday, declaring the virus a public health emergency, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, rather early detection. At the moment, cases continue to be reported among men who have sex with men for the most part. But we should not expect that to remain as such.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. How did Paul Sorvino get it?
That's not too soon for that.
Is it? Okay.
Okay, too soon, and that's in my news. All right, let me see. It's not uncommon for a virus outbreak to start in one particular group or setting before spreading more widely in the general population. This really might be the canary in the coal mine that's alerting. No, sometimes I have to edit myself.
Yes.
Stop it.
Right. This is a fact segment, Mike, not an opinion segment.
Let's see. So I don't see any reason other than it just happened to start in that community, and perhaps it's spreading because people have it in that community.
It sounds to me that it may have started, or that community could have been an early hotbed, but now nobody's safe. It's spreading everywhere.
Who's that PTL guy? What's his name?
Ernest Angley?
Not Ernest Angley, for Christ's sake. The guy.
Jim Baker?
Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson. Is he still alive?
I believe so, but he was the 700 Club, wasn't
he?
Yeah, because if you donated $700, you got to be in the club.
Well, he'll say something about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because they always do.
Yeah.
They always.
Do you think Baby Billy will comment on it?
I just think that if you want to avoid the pox, you stay away from the...
Men who have sex with men are currently deemed at high risk of infection, with around 99% of cases reported outside of Africa this year among men and 98% among men who have sex with men. So it is in the gay community.
Yeah. But that's not to say it won't spread further.
Exactly. But
the WHO and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have emphasized that anyone can catch monkeypox, regardless of sexual orientation. But it seems to be there in the gay community.
Well, all I know is when I go home, I'm going to check all of my linens for scabs.
Yeah, make sure there are no scabs.
You don't want that.
You never know. I mean, especially with your depleted condition, you have to be careful.
I do have to be careful. Things. This would take me out in a second.
More vaccine data is needed, they say this, and we don't have full information on how effective and how efficacious these vaccines are against monkeypox. We need to be able to be confident that the countermeasures that are available and potentially accessible are skipped. Where did the world go wrong? What the hell is wrong
and
with the world right now?
Think of this. Right now, monkeypox is still only the number two problem in the health community. Because COVID
the WHO,
is still changing.
Let me just finish this. The WHO is not recommending mass vaccination at this time, and the U.S. is currently reserving the vaccines in its stockpile for people who have confirmed or presumed monkeypox exposures.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask that. So it still really doesn't answer the question.
No, there's a lot of vagaries.
Why
it
would be 98% of gay men that are getting this, outside. Because, I mean, it's if it's skin to skin.
Yeah.
You know.
Talking.
I have a lot of questions, many of which I can't have answered here. Probably couldn't even be asked without wondering. You know,
I'm just glad that you're in a different
room. Is it because of that kind of sex that perhaps, propagates this?
Any
Pony,
fluid.
Have you found anything else while you've been digging at all on this?
It's absolutely the general lack of protection used in those communities on average. It's the same
Where did you read that?
I'm reading that from...
You mean the fact that they have gay sex and don't wear a condom?
At least more often than heterosexual couples.
Is that true?
That was the reason that
That's
AIDS
you send your letters
so
to Matthew Bloom.
That's B-L-U-H-M. Bloom. Bloom.
Call me naive, but I would think that in that community, perhaps you would get greater protection.
I would think. Based
on the day. I grew up in the 80s, kids.
with that. It's just weird. It's weird, and it's there, and we have to be aware of it. But yes. I guess right now, well, nobody's going to care. They're going to care about the Mega Millions. They're not going to care about anything else.
That's
they're
going to
care
about
$830 million. All right, I'm going to make this pledge right now.
Okay.
If I win the Mega Millions,
Mike,
and
when,
I don't know, is
when
it tonight?
You win. Yeah, the drawing is tonight, yes.
Oh, we got to get her out here. Carla, go out and get the tickets.
You were, you faded there. You started really strong, and then you faded.
I didn't want to really scream for her.
She'd come in. Have you fallen again?
All right. If I win,
yes,
I will eat a monkey.
Raw?
Yeah. No, cooked.
Okay,
I will eat monkey meat.
Monkey
I will
meat.
Not do. You know,
okay,
in certain cultures, you know,
yeah.
They used to eat monkey brains on a live monkey. Did
oh,
you know that,
that? That's actually a line in the movie Clue. Yeah,
explain.
That in the movie Clue, they serve monkey brains at dinner, and that's how they discover it's Mrs. Peacock. They said monkey brains are not common in they're common in Cantonese cuisine, but not in the United States of America. And she, her husband was an ambassador, I believe. I might have gotten the country wrong.
I believe it may be an Asian thing where they do that. It's kind of now. I mean, live dispatching. We watched that too last night. We watched my son and I watched a bakery. I know I'm all over the place. Bear with me.
Hold it.
We watched a Korean bakery from start to finish, from
with
making the dough with my son and Michael. Come here,
Michael. Buy lottery tickets. Get it on your bike and go buy lottery tickets.
Oh, my God. It was so cool. It was so cool. All right. Step right in here into the camera so people can see you. So I'm telling Rob what we watched last night.
Hey, buddy.
What did we watch them make last night on YouTube? What did we watch? Remember?
Japanese.
I think it was Korean. I think it was a Korean dough.
No, it
was it Japanese?
Yeah, it was
Japanese. Can you lean into the microphone and talk, please? So what did they do? Tell Rob what they did.
They
made the dough.
They made the dough.
Yeah.
They cut it up.
Right.
They dipped it. And it was really fancy donuts.
Look at him.
It was really fancy donuts.
Like okay. what were some of the donuts?
My favorite was the chocolate one because they would dip it in chocolate, the whole thing surrounded in chocolate.
Very cool.
And then they would put these little chocolate bits on it, and then they would have this little piece of 24 karat gold. On the top.
And then how about the donuts where they dipped it in Lucky Charms? Wasn't that cool?
That would be kind of
nice. Okay. See you later. Thank you very much. All right. You're in your video game mode.
You know, when I was in college, it's not as good as the 24 karat gold, but I did used to hang out at the Krispy Kreme place and watch them make those.
May I ask you a question that was from yesterday's show regarding so Oscar told me to go on my phone and change my settings to only get text messages from people I know.
Mm-hmm.
I am still getting texts if you paid vehicle registration fees in 2021, you're being sent back $4,930. All right, this is an obvious scam.
Yeah.
I am still even with
Oscar said that even with that filter, they will still defeat it, but you'll get less.
Jeez, what a crock.
But
I wish monkeypox on all of their butts.
If you say, dear person with cell phone, if you have monkeypox, you're entitled to a refund.
Please give this number.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what we accomplished here, but I think we found out a little bit more about Monkey Pops, which are pops, not pops.
Mike, and those are delicious.
Great cereal.
Monkey Pops, yeah. And also they have them at Starbucks. They're on a little stick.
Can I get you a Monkey Pop? Not unless you're gay. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the homepage and more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the very informative.
Yes.
And very dumb Mike O'Mara
Medically
show.
Sound, Mike. Medically sound.
And we
sound.
Are one down. That's like our entire brain is not all here. And we need it today more than ever. We'll be right back, everybody. Thanks for listening, by the way. It is a brand new profile picture of Rob Spiewak.
Doesn't look anything like you.
A new online conspiracy theory suggests that TMOS regular Rob Spiewak was secretly replaced in March of 2022. He suddenly disappeared from the show, and when he returned, he was replaced by a man whose facial features resembled Spiewak. He was nearly 100 pounds thinner than the original Rob. Audio evidence online shows clear backward masking that is cleverly added to the end of every TMOS bonus show. Just take a listen.
This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
I buried Rob.
Make up your own mind. Get a bonus show subscription and listen closely for more clues. Is it the real Rob or a Spiewak imposter?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. While summer is in full swing, it's a great time to practice self-care so you can enjoy it all while feeding your best, while feeling your best, not feeding your best, you moron.
Come on.
It's the best time to upgrade to a Sleep Number bed. Did you get too much sun while golfing? Were you up late watching shooting stars? You need to listen to your body. Drink plenty of water and get the rest you need to recover. Nourish yourself. Enjoy cool salads. Add sliced cucumbers to your water. And stay hydrated with watermelon. Turn bedtime into a treat. Reward yourself with quality sleep. The ultimate in self-care. And if you really want the highest quality sleep, be like me. Get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65. Carla remains at a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? I'll tell you why. Because every great day starts the night before. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And hey, guess what? This means it's time for the homepage. Thank you very much.
From
there we go.
Corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. I tell you, it's been a tough time for tough guys. Actor Paul Sorvino died yesterday of natural causes. He was 83 years old. Paul probably best known for playing mob boss Paul Cicero in Goodfellas. One of the great film shots of all time is the Martin Scorsese shot of Paul Sorvino sitting in the backyard just eating an Italian sausage. And they do this long shot of him just with these dead eyes eating the sausage. I love it. He also played a gangster in Tom Cruise's thriller The Firm and several other movies because, frankly, he was good at it. His other films included Romeo and Juliet, Nixon, Reds, Dick Tracy, The Rocketeer, and the cult classic The Stuff. Do you know that movie?
I don't.
The Stuff.
No.
I don't know that either. I've never heard of it. He was also on Law & Order from 1991 to 92, but he hated the atmosphere and working conditions, so he quit. He was replaced by Jerry Orbach. More recently, he played Frank Costello on the Epix crime series Godfather of Harlem. His daughter, Oscar winner Mira Sorvino, tweeted, quote, "My heart is rent asunder. A life of love and joy and wisdom with him is over." I know they were very close. "He was the most wonderful father. I love him so much. I'm sending you love in the stars, Dad, as you ascend." What a beautiful note.
And she's beautiful.
Yasher Ali pointed out that we've recently lost four legends from the fictional mob. Sorvino, Ray Liotta from Goodfellas, James Caan from The Godfather, and Paulie Walnuts, Tony Sirico from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
It's been a weird month for that. Sometimes it happens that way.
I have a couple clips I had for The Vault, but they'll play better here. Here is Paul Sorvino talking about when he was cast to play a mob boss in Goodfellas. It wasn't really a stretch for him, or was it?
Middle-aged Italian-American man from New York. Really hard. Where am I going to find that? But when you really see these people talk, when they're home, they're family people. When they're out, they're shooting people, they're killing people. Well, that really is so far from me. You know, I'm a poet, I'm an opera singer, I'm an author, none of it is gangster. You know, I'm a sculptor. When I was trying to find this, I was really at a loss. I'm really a very soft guy. Yeah, you believe that?
No, I don't believe that. Not for a second.
And also, although I did not pull the slicing of garlic with a razor blade, which is a personal favorite of mine.
Oh, it's so... That movie was just such a... It was
rich.
A tribute to Paul Sorvino, too. It really, really was. He's just got the... God, when he's talking to Henry.
Well, I think I have it right here.
Junk.
Yeah, this is it. This is the clip where he tells Henry not to deal drugs.
What are you talking about?
Just stay away from the garbage, you know what I mean?
What, Paulie?
I'm not talking about what you did inside. You did what you had to do. I'm talking about now. From now, here, and now.
Paulie, why would I want to get into that?
Don't make a jerk out of me. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. You know that you're only out early because I got you a job. Yeah. I don't need this heat. Understand that?
Uh-huh.
That means anybody.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
You don't... Boy. You know, I'm such a fan of great films and what makes them last. And what it just the authenticity of that scene. And, you know, Paul Sorvino can talk about being a sculptor all he wants. He just... The authenticity of him as Big Paulie, the mob boss, was really rivaled anything in The Godfather, in my humble opinion.
You're
right,
I think, yeah.
And just played off another guy we lost, Ray Liotta. Just a bummer. Really kind of a bummer.
You bring up an interesting point. I think there are parts of Goodfellas that are better than The Godfather as a whole, but The Godfather as a whole is a better motion picture. But there are parts in Goodfellas that are stunning. They really
absolutely
are.
Incredible. Joe Rogan. We don't talk about him often because, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan often gets lumped in with Republicans, and a lot of it comes from his take on vaccines and the fact that he recently said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would be a good president, something we disagree on. But on the latest episode of his podcast, he revealed that he's, quote, a bleeding heart liberal when it comes to a lot of stuff. He also pointed out that he was a Bernie Sanders supporter in 2020. Didn't know that. And when Bernie dropped out, he chose not to vote for either Joe Biden and didn't vote for Donald Trump either. But he's increasingly worried about how far right the Republican Party is shifting, going from overturning Roe v. Wade to possibly targeting gay rights. And he's kind of offended that people think he's a secret conservative. Here's his quote. You don't know what the F you're talking about. I'm so far away from being a Republican. And I think a lot of people thought differently of him.
Yeah.
So he's a complicated guy. And he has a lot to say. And, you know, I wish I had a nickel for every nickel he had.
I'm a little like him, Mike. I'm a bleeding heart liberal.
Liberal. Yes, your liver each and every day. I've watched you and Oscar, much like my children, without... And Rob, I think it's really important for me to point out, I've argued with Oscar and, you know, and talked to you guys about politics, but I have never, ever said, you need to think this way.
I don't think I've
ever done that to either one of you.
No.
You know, said, hey, this podcast is going to have this particular tone.
Yeah.
But I've watched both you and Oscar kind of evolve in... you know, in a kind of left-center way with all the things going on in the world.
Well, if you pay attention to what's going on, it's not really hard to make that evolution.
Well, opinion. And a lot of people recently did that as well. Yeah. So, anyway, Ticketmaster is a buddy of mine was talking about. In fact, he referred to Bruce Springsteen as that effing liberal.
Oh, dear.
Because he wanted to go see Springsteen. They are defending, Ticketmaster is, their new dynamic pricing program. That's the one that made some tickets to the new Bruce Springsteen tour cost up to $5,000.
It's indefensible. You can't defend this.
Here's what they're saying. Tickets like that with so-called variable prices only represent... Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here come the stats. Only represent 11.2% of the overall tickets sold. That's a lot.
That's a huge amount. That's more than 10%.
This Ticketmaster is saying this. While 88.2% were sold at fixed prices that ranged from $59.50 to $399 before added service fees, of course.
Do you realize $59 is for the worst seat at a venue of the size he's playing?
This is your wheelhouse. Baby, I don't know anything about this.
It's horrible, and it's happened so fast. It wasn't that long ago that people were astounded that the Eagles broke the $100 mark for the best seats. $100 for the best seats in a venue. Now, $59 gets you the worst seat in a venue, and that's not okay.
1.3, according to Ticketmaster, 1.3 of all tickets sold for the tour so far have gone for more than $1,000. That's what it is. Now, 1% is a different number. But when you talk about the amount of seats that would be what, orchestra, great on the floor,
yeah, exactly.
Right? That type
yeah.
of thing.
I imagine, I think it's a stadium tour, so that's going to be, they'll block off one side of the stadium, and then that'll be the ground seats right there, you know, right in front of it on the field. That'll be probably what it's at.
So what are they doing? Why are they saying it's to fight scalpers? I don't get the whole $5,000 tickets on Ticketmaster.
Because
explain
that
to me.
They always say that when they do something that's a jerk move. It's to fight scalpers. We're protecting you. You're not protecting me by charging $5,000.
So they are selling on Ticketmaster some tickets over $5,000.
I'm sure. They're calling it dynamic pricing. And from what I understand it, it's a supply and demand thing. The tickets that are most desired, the people that are most seeking out these tickets, then the prices go up. They weren't set at a certain number, but when a lot of people wanted them, they went up. And that's not okay. Yeah, it's just
that's
bad.
It's all crap.
Yeah. Really. Always has been.
Rob, this next story is for you specifically.
Thank you.
And I don't mean to point out what we talk about seemingly endlessly on this podcast. Do you ever struggle to open pickle jars?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's a good thing. According to a study, that could be a sign that you're dying. New research.
I've never been better.
Research out of Austria has found that weak hand grip strength may signal more serious health issues like heart problems, lung issues, and even a lower life expectancy. It's complicated, but basically hand grip strength can be a quick and inexpensive way to assess rather overall muscle strength. Pony, do you have any trouble with jars?
Only with my left hand. My right is super strong.
Yeah, he's not grabbing pickle jars, Mike.
Muscle strength has proven to be a fairly accurate indicator.
This man will live forever.
How about choking to death? The study basically created different ranges of strength that can be measured and then compared it to, whatever.
I eat a lot of pickles and I never have trouble. It's one of my go-to snacks now.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Rumors have been swirling that Unilever was discontinuing the Klondike Choco Taco.
I've seen that it's
Choco Taco.
No, it's
Choco Taco.
Chico Tico.
The Choco Taco, 38 years we've had that. I like it. I've had them.
It's great.
A 38-year run, and now they've apparently confirmed it. In a statement, Klondike said, we're always updating our product portfolio to create new, exciting
Every
innovations.
Every 38 years, we update it.
That reflect consumer preferences and trends. Nobody doesn't like a Choco Taco.
Come on. Yeah.
A necessary but unfortunate part of this process is that we sometimes discontinue products in order to ensure we can offer the best variety nationwide. So a lot of people knew this was coming. This isn't exactly a huge shock for plugged-in Choco Taco enthusiasts. They knew it. I don't know how they knew it, but earlier this year they discontinued the 4-pack.
The what? The 4-pack has been
sometimes the news just makes me laugh because it's earlier this year they discontinued the Klondike Choco Taco 4-pack.
Don't you recall what happened in May?
Oh God!
Do you know they did a study and the Choco Taco has the same amount of meat in it as a Taco Bell steak soft taco.
The Choco Taco was invented in Philly, in Philadelphia, in the early 1980s. Didn't know it was that young. By
Tim Sabian.
A man named Alan Drazen.
Oh.
It was first available in ice cream trucks and convenience stores in 84. And then it debuted in supermarkets in 1996. But wait, let's hold off on the full eulogy.
Uh-oh, what? You have more details?
It's very possible that this is one of those free publicity things. Well, now they tell me at the end of the story after
then
I get done
tainted,
reading
it. Then it's tainted, Mike. This news is tainted.
That's where a product is discontinued. Fans freak out and launch online petitions and stuff. And then the company brings it back at some point with a bunch of fanfare. We'll have to wait and see if
that was the plan that brought us New Coke and Classic Coke in the day. They never intended for Coke to go away.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. I like the product. I hope they bring it back. And now a little something.
In a 4-pack, though?
Oh, sure. Eat them all at one sitting. The Walmart Supercenter in West Helena, Arkansas is almost always bustling with folks buying essentials or having prescriptions filled. Thursday, however, one customer got an unexpected and frightening response from a longtime, well-known pharmacist when she came to pick up her infant daughter's medicine. The woman did not want to talk about the incident, but her mother does. Here's what the mother says, quote,
"She had just given the name of her daughter to pick up the prescription, and his words were, 'You're a demon, and I'm going to effing kill you.'"
Oh, no.
That's Laura Wheeler, Rob. That's a lady named Laura Wheeler.
A well-known pharmacist.
According to Laura Wheeler's daughter, the pharmacist started trashing the pharmacy, threw objects at the pharmacy's plexiglass windows, and then took his unexplained rampage into the main part of the store.
Oh, that's not okay.
"Everyone was running," Wheeler said. "He was still cussing and kicking things.
Cussing?
We don't know what was going on with him."
Police confirmed they were called to the Walmart just after noon. Yes. So this is a midday incident. A report of a subject having a violent episode and that multiple people received minor injuries. The pharmacist was taken into custody and he is on a 72-hour hold while the investigation continues and charges are determined.
Okay.
The pharmacist was finally identified as a Mr. Gower and apparently was just informed by telegram that his son had been killed in World War II. Thank you very much.
What happened to Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
I don't know. Something happened terribly at that Walmart. We got to take a break. We'll come back with a few happy birthdays. That's right. It's a real special Tuesday episode of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Not my bad ear, Mr. Gower.
Two people that are very, very fond. We're very fond of them, and we're going to say happy birthday to them right here, everybody.
Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will
you? We will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight, Country Club Corner.
The dance of the living dead.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
By the way, there are people who literally never leave this.
Don't you have homes?
The Mike O'Mara bonus show is like a private members-only country club for your funny bone.
You scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right?
The TMOS bonus show is an extra hour of uncensored exclusive content every week. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Membership has its privileges.
It's in the hole!
I should have yelled too.
There you go. Thank you, boys. Welcome back. It's summer. Lighten up.
Yeah, man.
Dadgrass is great anytime. It can help you chill out before a big meeting or be the replacement for that evening glass of wine. Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. They offer a variety of products from their token smokable pre-rolled joints, as well as hemp flower and a variety of CBD tincture drops.
Yes, they have a variety of them.
Were you smoking Dadgrass? You didn't put a variety. The sentence I will read is as follows. Let's see. It's one of those run-on. They offer a variety of products from their token smokable pre-rolled joints.
Yes.
I'm going to rewrite the sentence. They offer a variety of products, from their token smokable pre-rolled joints. And then it wouldn't be as well as it would be to their, it's a terrible sentence.
Okay, we'll fix it. We'll fix it.
Their token smokable pre-roll joints as well as hemp flower.
Yep.
Is that a product?
It is.
And a variety of CBD tincture drops.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS to check out their products. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. All right, two birthdays today we want to mention on the show. First of all, I don't know if he's floating around the studio in Washington, D.C., but it is Dan O'Brien's birthday today, I believe. Is that correct?
He's vacationing.
Oh, see, that's what a letdown.
Does
anybody know where he is?
I know where he is. He's in Chicago.
Why is he in Chicago?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Pizza.
Oh, for the pizza?
You two are so disengaged. It's amazing. It truly is. You know, I mean, does he have family there or anything like that?
I think it is truly a pleasure trip to Chicago. I saw some posts on Facebook. That's all I have on that. But I'm not disengaged enough to not know where he is. I just
that's
know
good.
He's
you
away.
Knew that he was in Chicago.
Yes.
And our second birthday, I believe I'm right with this, is Mr. Trip Affleck. Would
yes.
that be accurate?
Yes,
that it is,
absolutely.
One of our Hall of Famers who is and one of my favorite people online. A guy that supports me personally like nobody's business and mm-hmm. helps me out more than he knows. It's fantastic. And has he grown his hair longer now? It's has he grown his hair out? I saw a Facebook post that looked like he had long, beautiful, flowing hair.
Here's why it's hard to tell with Trip, because he spends so much time in the Facebook clink. He has like 9 different accounts. So whether the picture is current or not, I don't know. As a matter of fact, I saw one post this morning that really made me laugh. It was on Trip's preferred original page, and the person wrote, "I wished happy birthday to the other Trips," because he's got a lot of different ones. So you'll probably see if you go to birthdays today that there's several Trip Affleck Facebook pages.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he
skirts the law, and sometimes he gets caught, but often.
Right, the one I know is the one where he's got the mask on.
Okay,
the
Michael Mara show. I think that's the primary one. Yeah,
and that's the one that's got like 1,000 friends.
Yeah, that's the primary one. Yeah.
All right, I'm just taking a look because I think if you go down here, I gave both Dan O'Brien and Trip Affleck my standard happy, happy, happy.
Excellent.
Which is just how's that for clever?
Yeah.
Carla liked that. That was nice of her to do that. I'm trying to see where the picture is. Another he posts a clip of our show, which is all right. So this is 2 hours ago, as promised. My hair at 60. Is he 60?
I believe he is, because I saw him post something about the word soixante, which is the French word for 60.
All right. Let me take a peek. It says, for years, I've been told by haircutters that whatever you have at 60 is what you ride out with. That's not true, Trip. I can tell you that for 3 years post. Let me see. This is his long hair. Look.
Wow.
Look at that. Look, see?
Yeah, you know what he looks like? He looks like he's on tour with the Allman Brothers.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think it's a great
look. It's a good
look. I think he looks good.
It really
is. Kind
of
a biker look, you know?
Yeah, I do. I like it.
So that's Trip Affleck.
Happy birthday, Triple. You're a good guy. And as Mike says, a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer. And anybody else that's of note celebrating a birthday today that we wanted to mention at all?
Well, there's one guy that I'm going to spotlight in the audio vault, so... pump your brakes, but a 79
famous,
yes.
famous person.
Very
right,
famous.
Then let's take a break. When we come back, I want to hear all about your daughter. Is this the first time she's gone gambling?
Yes, it is.
It's very exciting. You know, nothing thrills me more. And this whole thing where you're replacing one vice with another, where you've taken your alcohol addiction and turned it into degenerate gambling, it makes me almost want to cry.
I know, Mike, you're afraid I'd turn into a Bible guy, but I'm a gambling guy.
Thank God.
I need a magician.
I was having a party for Gunner, and we had a magician. We thought he was just fine.
At one time, the only place to see a quality magic show was a Las Vegas casino. Now, with just a phone call, you can have fabulous illusions performed in your home. It's the magic duo of the century.
Siegfried and Rob!
From Munich, Germany and Leesburg, Virginia, Siegfried and Rob are leaving audiences mesmerized.
Very good. Very good.
Magician.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I was just excited that they wanted me to perform.
For more TMOS magic, do all your shopping through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center by clicking the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com and watch your items magically appear on your doorstep.
It's magic.
Shut up.
Welcome back to the show. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of twists and turns. You never know what's going to happen. It's always important to show up for yourself. BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. BetterHelp is professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. With therapy, it can take a few tries to find the right fit for you. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is a great way to invest in yourself. Now more than ever, I believe in therapy, and BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are accessible when you need them.
And they have a special offer for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. Yes, of course, many vices out there. Food.
Yes.
Gambling.
Sure.
You decided that during this weekend, which, by the way, was just an amazing weekend of activity, that you were going to take your daughter out to a gambling emporium. And when you said it yesterday on the show, it didn't quite sound like a real casino.
Well, here's the deal. We were at the, this was Saturday night at the game, and they're very, I don't know if you've been to a minor league game lately, and I don't think they enforce it like this at the major league parks. They time the time between each pitches. Like, yeah. And they're
no, that's very, that's Major League too.
But they are so amazing.
Wait a minute. Is it Major League? They do something with a timer on. I become such a bad
baseball I think it's like 18 seconds and they have a timer. And I saw a couple, you know, I saw some people penalized for not getting the pitch in time.
So what's the penalty? They call ball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so it's, excellent. Yeah. Great idea.
And they, so fantastic. The game took like 2.5 hours, which is not that bad.
No,
with all the stuff
bad.
Going on?
Not for a baseball game.
So we're at the Diamond right there on Arthur Ashe Boulevard in Richmond, and there is a huge, right above the press box in the center of the upper, a huge ad for Rosie's Gambling Emporium. And I'd seen an ad for it on the billboard on 95, and Julia called attention to it. She says, and she's funny, she says, some of my friends have been to Rosie's. Have you ever been to Rosie's, Dad? And I said,
is
I've never
saying it like that.
Yeah,
that
just
funny
that's
little voice.
Goofy way. And I said, I've never been to Rosie's. What do they have? Do they have? Is it slots? Is it table games? She says, my understanding is that they have everything. I said, well then, how would you like to go to Rosie's after the game?
So it looks like a real casino,
right? Right.
It looks like the looks like it could be Old Town Las Vegas where you're going.
Like
there.
In the middle of Richmond. So we finish the game. We see the fireworks. We hop in the car and zip to Rosie's. It's like 14 minutes away. My first warning sign for Julia's first casino experience is that it's between a Home Depot and a thrift store. I believe it is the Goodwill store, but it's a huge facade.
Is it a standalone building?
Yeah, with big letters that say in a Western font, Rosie's. And Carrie's even coming along. She's being a good sport. I said, Julia, this is going to be fun. And we get there.
It's real gambling.
And we look in there and we see the lights and everything. And she says, oh, I love this place. This is going to be so great. So we go in and we have to go through the metal detector and the whole deal. And the first thing we do is we take a hard left into a room that has a door. And I realize that's the smoking section. And the air is purple with smoke. So we get out of there.
Well, hold on a second. So you go in, usually with a smoking section, at least now in casinos, you'll open the door. And it's walled off. You don't have to go through it to get somewhere. Are you going through?
It's actually a door that you open.
Okay.
Door, and so then
to
we
get to the rest. Of, yeah. So you have to walk through the smoke.
No, no, no.
To get
it
to
was just it was just an option because we're just walking. We're casing the
you're
place.
You're just exploring.
What I thought that because my initial look was I don't see any table games. Table games must be in there. Well, Mike, there are no table games at Rosie's.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And
I get it.
it's not just only slots. It's all video slots. There's no real wheels. And and Mike, there's not any even name brand video slots. And I jotted down some of the names. I know that the Wheel of Fortune game is very popular in casinos. They don't have Wheel of Fortune at Rosie's. They have Free Spin.
It looks to me like this is the it's the way the smaller ones go. But they've got real jackpots here on penny slots.
They do.
Right?
They've got.
Is it all pennies? Is it all
no,
penny
no,
slots?
No, they go up to, I saw dollar a pull slots too.
Okay.
But and even penny slots is a misnomer because the minimum bet is 30 cents.
Were they crappy? Were they crappy slot machines?
I don't know. Do you like games like Boy Wizard? Okay. Multi-Diamond? Guess What's Behind the Door? Who Done It? Muy Caliente or Undersea Fun? All of these games are there.
I want to go to Vegas.
I do too. And you know what? This didn't help because it was so weak. But Julia, think if you can, you're a 21-year-old kid, you've never been to a casino, and you go in, and it's still got the feel, Mike, of the action. There's the noise. There's the lights. There's people going around.
The bar looks nice. It looks like they've got a nice bar there.
That didn't apply to me, but yes, the bar seemed very nice.
I'm so sorry. I forget.
What are you doing to me?
I just forgot.
Julia looks around, sees the action, and she says, you know what? I love this place. And I give her like $40. I say, go pick a machine. Let's play some. And she's playing. And while she's playing, we hear some noise. And Mike, a fight breaks out on the casino floor. And
like a real fist, like a fist
yelling
fight?
Fist fight. UMF this and IMF that and you that this and filth and flarn. And
kids? Youngsters?
25-ish, I would guess. And here was the thing that I loved, is I looked, and if this piece of paper is a slot machine, I saw a lot of this. People peering around their slot machines.
Peering around the machines while the melee was going
on. Yeah, while the melee was going on. And then,
did you game yourself? Did you do some gaming?
I did, but while the fight is going on, Carrie says, let's go over and see. I said, nope, that's not what you want to do during a fight. You don't get yourself involved. You
stay
here.
I'm looking at the entertainment.
Yeah.
Friday, August 12th. This is you. And it would be me if I was there.
What's
too.
That?
Well, back in the day, it would be you and me.
Yeah.
Live band karaoke.
Oh, I would do that. I would absolutely
live band,
do that.
Well, Julia would do that too,
yeah,
wouldn't
absolutely.
She?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Live band karaoke. Let me see the details on this. This is, I don't know if this is Rosie's or their other.
Rosie's.
Go ahead.
So,
live band karaoke is Chicagoland's first and finest.
Oh, that's in Chicago.
Oh, it's, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, no. Event location, the Playbook Sports Bar and Grill. Is that the name of the bar that's in there?
Maybe, but I think it's a chain. There might be a Rosie's in Chicago. If they mention Chicago,
we play every genre. No, it says the Playbook Sports Bar and Grill, 6807 Midlothian Turnpike.
That is it. Okay, I stand corrected. So maybe
live
from
band karaoke is Chicagoland's first and finest live karaoke band. By the way, we're not doing a live show there.
No, thank you very much. No. And as far as the cleanliness of the place, it was okay. It wasn't like Charlestown with the sticky chips,
right?
But it was all virtual. You put in your money, and then there's the sound of coins, but all you get is a voucher. So
well,
Julia,
that's everywhere now. That's not anything.
So Julia is slowly losing her money because the machines are tight as a drum. And Mike, Carrie plays $20. Julia plays $20. I play $20. It's a slow trickle. And then, wouldn't you know it, another fight breaks out.
Like the second fight of the evening?
Yes, and Carrie
says... What time are we talking about
here? Like 10:30, 11 o'clock, because it's after the game.
Yeah,
but okay. Carrie says, let's go and see. Do you think it's the same guys? I said, I guarantee you, no, they escort you out if you pick a fight.
Right.
And so, again, the people are looking around and all those things. And then Julia figures out the thing that's her favorite thing. She discovers and I remember the game, Mike, it was Undersea Fun. On Undersea Fun and all the games... You can select the volume of your machine. So the first thing
you can do that on most machines.
But
too.
Julia discovers it on her own. So she just goes around turning up the volumes on all the machines.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her. That's
the
awesome.
Action. And then after she loses her, and then she says, this is no good. And, you know, she plays 20, plays for a while, then prints out a voucher for like $12, goes to another machine, turns that into $3. And finally she looks at me and she says, Dad. I said, yep. She says, I hate this place. And I said, yes, honey, it's not a very good place. And I do.
So how would you rate it to, say, a Charlestown?
Charlestown has it in spades over this place.
Really?
Because Charlestown still has the real slots. Charlestown has table games. This is all, you know what this is like, Mike? This is like an airport casino.
Okay.
With no chance. Because, and you and I have talked about this. If I don't see mechanical wheels spinning, I just don't trust the machine.
All right, I'm going to list the artists that are performing.
Okay, this is at Rosie's.
And I'm not sure whether they're going to be at Rosie's or Colonial Downs,
Colonial
which is
Downs,
the sister
Yeah, it's
casino.
Owned by Colonial Downs, yeah.
All right, you've got, I'll start here. I'll start with Jay Tucker and the Crew.
Never heard of them.
Star City Swag.
They sound great. That sounds like one of the slot machines there.
Final Nation.
No.
Pete Turpin Band.
The Pete Turpin Band, no.
Rocky 7.
No.
Patrick Olivier.
No.
Breaking the Chain, tribute to Stevie Nicks.
I would see that.
Stand back, stand back. Damn, sounding out.
I have to do it. I can't resist. Oh, what a shame we have time.
No, it's fine. Mike, this is Mike O'Mara's tribute to Stevie Nicks, Breaking the Chain.
Do you have any?
I have some Nicks. I have some Fleetwood.
Some Stevie Nicks.
Yeah,
here.
Give me one sec.
On. Just have to make sure I've got the right thing. I'll mute that.
Here we are.
Oh no. Hold on.
Hello. Hey, Tommy. Stand back, stand back. And no, better find it soon. I know. Lonely, lonely, lonely. But on me.
It's almost too high.
Not a lonely lover. I can't do it.
Shut it off.
Shut it off. It's terrible. I can't do it. I'm terribly sorry. It was the register was simply too high.
Did you do this one? Stop dragging my heart around.
Stop dragging my heart around.
Oh, God.
Forget it. I'm sorry.
I thought it was a lovely
That is a
effort.
Machine that never works. Okay. Inside Out is another band. Claxton Brown. You know them, don't you?
No, Claxton is a brand of fruitcake. That's all I know.
Cody Christian?
Cody
Christian's
going
to be there September 16th.
Oh, well, that'll bring in the High Rollers.
Oh, wait a minute. The Dan Shutt Band. Have you heard of them?
Have you?
No.
No, I haven't either.
You.
No.
I don't live there. We have to take a break.
It sounds like, Mike, it sounds like the bar culture is spilling over to the casino culture.
It looks, their marketing is spectacular, and it looks like a great place. How would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say a real solid 2.
Okay, that answers that. 2 fights, though, huh?
Yeah, 2 fights.
Did you or your family feel like you were in danger at any particular time?
Only when Carrie said, go see what's going on.
We'll take a break and come back with Soundtown right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Oh, did anybody win?
Nobody won anything ever.
All right.
Where can you hear about flying squirrels going into labor and the national anthem? Well, it's on the latest bonus show, and here's a sample.
All the rooms smell like Anne Bancroft. But
didn't Nutsy's uncle or grandfather pass away? So? Polly Walnuts?
He brought a joke to the show.
And sometimes they work.
I look like Sebastian Cabot. No, that's not good, too.
That's not very current.
You want me to do it for you?
I want you to yourself.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
By the way, more people watching this show now.
For the land of the free.
Oh!
Get a subscription today and watch the show by clicking that bonus show banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I love to go fishing with my son, Michael. What I don't like is the seasickness and nausea.
Nausea.
And the feeling of rolling waves for hours after I'm back on dry land. Oof. It's not good. Here's good news. Relief Band, the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's 100% drug-free. It's non-drowsy and zero side effects. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks it. And now they have the Relief Band Sport. That's a waterproof device, and it has extended battery life. You can even attach it to your Apple or Android watch. The best thing about my Relief Band is that it works almost instantly. It's so effective, you won't believe it. So, if you're planning your next fishing trip or just get nauseous after filling up your gas tank, hey, we're supposed to change that!
But my gas is still high. It is still high.
I've got good news. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Meara listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off. Plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping, people.
Sound Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, there was a tease earlier in the show about a big celebrity birthday today, and although it's the same as another key rocker, somehow this one seems less believable to me. Happy 79th birthday today to Mick Jagger.
What a drag it is getting old.
But
it doesn't seem surprising to me.
Really? You feel it? Because he's still...
I don't feel like Mick is youthful.
Well, no, I think but when's the last time you watched him perform? Well, he is thin, but he still puts on a hell of a show. And that's the thing. He doesn't... Because to me, growing up, 79 was like a great grandparent. You know, and it's I didn't see my dad's grandfather doing it.
I think it's great. I think it's great. More power to him. I'm closer to that age than anybody on the show, so I get it. I understand it. It just to me sometimes makes me a little depressed that we don't have a pipeline with one after the other after the other. I wish the megastars kept coming fast and furious past the 60s and 70s and into the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. And we just don't.
You're right.
We just don't have that. We have movie stars. We have reality stars. We have influencers. We don't have the mega musical stars in the same numbers that we used to.
Do we have movie stars anymore in the numbers that we had even 20 years ago?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Probably not. And it's I don't know what it is. But
I don't either.
It might be the fact that we have access to so much content in so many different ways.
But I think one thing that's very telling, if you watch any, like you're on TikTok. TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin. Thank you, Pony.
Thank you. Thanks, Pony.
All the impressionists now do like the same five current people because there's no personalities to make fun of that everyone knows. You look back to the 60s, everyone did a million movie stars because everyone had a persona. I think it's that culture is just sort of going away.
I'm going to blaspheme a little bit here right now because I've been doing, you know, with my little bunny trailing and my YouTube hopping, I've been doing a lot of old school like Frank and Dean stuff. Dean, that got old, even looking at it a few times. That Drunky McDrunk Again bit sometimes, you know, like, where am I? What room am I in? Hey, he did that. And now do you think that was he cold sober when he would do all that stuff?
Rumor has it, yes, until the very end after
S-faced when he'd come out.
But also, know this, you can listen to like the Rat Pack in 1960 and then check out a bootleg of like a 1985 Dean Martin Vegas show.
And he's really effed up in 85,
The act doesn't change. The act is the same.
Yeah, but he seemed really just, you know, doing that. That kind of dancing thing that he does.
That was big on the TV show.
You're right. Yeah. It was just, hello there.
As a tribute to Mick Jagger, I think you're going to enjoy this. I found through Twitter, actually a client here at Podville Media sent me this. Ann Pasmanic sent me this. They had video footage, actually film footage, of the Stones. I'd never seen this recording Sympathy for the Devil. Okay. And I didn't realize that the background, was actually the entire band and another guy and a girl singing at the same time as Mick was laying down the vocal. This is an isolated track of all the vocals. Charlie Watts is there, but not singing, although it appears that Keith is singing at Charlie to make fun of him. But this is just great to hear the vocals so up front. This is when they recorded Sympathy for the Devil.
So please let me introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay. Pleased to meet y'all now. Hope you guess my name. Yeah. What's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Get down.
When you hear the woo-woo by itself, it's kind of silly, isn't it?
It's interesting to hear mixed vocals. They sound, it's such a tribute to rhythm and blues, right?
Yeah.
To the old blues artists down south, the African-American blues artists from down south. It's really interesting. Did you see the viral picture that went on with Keith Richards and he's sitting in front of a little baby and the caption is Keith Richards teaching Willie Nelson how to play the guitar? I thought that
was
great.
Pretty
funny. So great. Really, really fun.
All right, Mike. Not so great for New York City pastor. His name is Lamour Whitehead. He's Bishop Lamour Whitehead.
This is the guy that got ripped off?
Yeah, he was streaming a service, and they stole, he estimates, $400,000 worth of jewelry. I think it might be a little higher. But here it is, the actual moment of the robbery and him commenting about it afterwards.
All right, right, right. All right, right.
He's getting down on the ground.
They, took my watch, took my jewelry, took my bishop's ring, took my wedding band,
And then they took my bishop's cross. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewelry that was taken from me. God will avenge. I don't have to do anything. God will avenge.
Might say that God was avenging something when he got the stuff stolen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about wearing $400,000 worth of jewelry,
yeah,
it's, you know, you're probably asking for it to a degree. If
I don't
you're,
know. I like the, the bishop's ring was really good looking.
By the way, the bishop appeared to be like 28 years old, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he seriously did. And it was just kind of interesting, you know, when you see that, you know, I've never been a big believer in showing the bling when you're in the pulpit. For God's sake. Sorry.
I don't know. Does it have anything to do with your upbringing?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. You know, it's when Father McDonald wore galoshes to my father's funeral.
Well, we also.
Effer.
We're just coming. We're coming off of one of the fanciest popes we've ever had. Now we've got a people's pope, which is nice.
We're having the. We had the Pope Benedict, right? That
yes.
wore the red slippers.
And a lot of fur-lined things.
Yeah, he was a nad. Anyway.
All right. That'll be in the Arlington Catholic Herald tomorrow. Mike O'Mara says. Pope Benedict was a nad.
He was the new guy. Pope Francis is a good dude.
I like
right?
him. I do, yeah.
He's going.
And he looks like Uncle June.
He's apologizing. Uncle June. Thank you. He's apologizing to indigenous peoples.
Yes.
He's going
mm-hmm.
around with an apology tour and in a wheelchair.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Mike, if you were in a boat wearing your relief band and you saw a piglet struggling in the ocean, would you rescue it?
Oh, that is a difficult... Because they're probably really cute.
Yeah, they're
right?
adorable. Well,
you're in the sea.
Yeah,
and there's a piglet.
Yeah, unexplained. This is the sound of a piglet being rescued by a man who spotted him in the ocean.
Hey, is that my guy?
The piglet is fine. As a matter of
how many people are on the boat, for God's sake?
He was surrounded
wow.
by a couple people. You know.
Can you play that again, please?
Sure, sure.
Hey, is that my guy?
And Mike, I think that he's a hero, but you know who else is a hero?
Who's that?
The pig.
Piglet, we realize you are a hero.
Oh, I've never done anything great.
Well, of course you have.
That's
shut up, bear. Sterling Holloway, right? Who, Pony, who did you say shut up to?
Oh, the bear.
Was that?
The bear.
Pooh Bear?
Yeah.
Pooh Bear. He annoys me.
The scatological Pooh Bear.
Yeah. You know he asses himself.
By the way, it's on my
no
list
pants.
Of 250. It's on my list of 250.
What's that?
Oh, Pooh.
I think actually that is a fake Sterling Holloway.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay.
I think. Because it's too... Well, listen again. It's almost too Pooh Bear. It's almost too over the edge.
Piglet, we realize you are a hero.
Yeah, that's not...
I've never done anything great.
Well, of course you have.
And then they made vicious pig bear love.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. Hope you don't have any more after that because you're
no.
done.
No, we're done.
We got to get back to our regular days. We thank you for taking some time out and sharing it with us. Rob and Mike and Oscar will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, happy birthday, Trip Affleck. Happy birthday, Dan O'Brien. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
I see dead people.
Fish in the hole!